Los Angeles. We were apart. We lived in Japanese town. As a matter of fact, when I went to school with the Japanese kids, and it was to a Japanese parochial school, and I was the only Chinese there, so all my friends, acquaintances, schoolmates are Japanese, until I went to high school.
Mm-hmm. And so then when you got to high school, it became a mixture of...
Yes, became a mixture. Some mm-hmm. American boys and Japanese fellows, and I began to meet and know some Chinese.
Mm-hmm. Did you consider yourself Chinese or American, or more Chinese and more American? Or?
I think I said it before. There are times when I'm American, and then there are times when I'm Chinese. It depends on the situation. I can't help but relate more to the Americans than I do the Chinese, because during the years of my development, I was greatly influenced by the Americans. My benefactors, scholastically, were all Americans. And in fact, at the time when I went to college, it was deemed by the Chinese locally as a waste of time, you see. You know, what good is a college education for a Chinese? And then, interestingly enough, after I'd gone to Columbia and got my master's, why, I was pointed to as a shining example of what all the Chinese should strive for, you see. And so that left me a little cynical. And then, other than my stint with the Chinese government in New York, and then they weren't local Chinese, you know, please understand.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, they were primarily people from Shanghai. My association, both professionally and economically, have been all American.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know whether I'm more American or more Chinese. In my own personal philosophy, I'm more American, of course. But on the other hand, you can't deny how you look and what you are, you see. And it doesn't bother me, although it used to, but then times have changed, and I don't think it matters anymore.
How did it bother you in the past? Was it regarding looking for jobs or something? You wish that you...
Well, no, I didn't wish I was American, but it was difficult because in two areas. One, job hunting. I recall very vividly to this day, and I'm sorry I didn't keep the letters. In the late summer of 1940, I applied by mail to one of the leading banks locally, and without seeming immodest, please understand that my scholastic record is something to be reckoned with.
Mm-hmm.
The response to my inquiry was practically immediate. I was called down for an interview. So I sat in a room and waited. When he came in, I could today still hear his jaw bounce off the floor when he found out I wasn't what he thought I was. He was embarrassed, and I wasn't, because I knew exactly what was going through his mind. And he was quite honest, and he said that from my scholastic record, I was exactly the type of people they were looking for training for management positions. But however, and I remember this very distinctly, he asked me, "You don't really think you could manage a bank in one of our Beverly Hills branches, do you?" And I said, "Why not?" "So we can't have a Chinese there." I says, "Why not?"
Mm-hmm.
He says, "Well, we just can't, you see." And I wasn't as angry as one might think, because After all, I've gone through other little incidents, you know, which we all did during those days, and I suppose some of them still do. And so I thank him. And there's an interesting sequel to this story. When I returned to California in 1953, I was at loose ends. So I wrote to that same bank again. Mm-hmm. You see? This time, of course, now, with my professional background, I was immediately called down again. Mm-hmm. And you won't believe this, but I sat in the same room that I sat in 1940, in front of the same beat-up desk, but it was a different individual. We talked at length, and he could see me fitting into their foreign department in letter of credits, in which I was well trained. He says that, but he told me that, and I think truthfully, that they couldn't pay what, you know, one expected from New York banks, and that I might find it difficult to live on that type of income. And there were two things ran into my mind. One, if I said to him, the pay is immaterial, do I get the job? Or was this another brush off? So rather than say anything of that sort, I said to him, I said, has the bank changed its policy on hiring? He said, what do you mean? Then I told him, I sat in this very chair, I think. I know in this very room, mm-hmm. and I think in front of this beat up desk, when I was told in 1940 that two people couldn't possibly hire a Chinese for a management position. He said, oh, no, we've never had that policy. And needless to say, to this day, I do not bank with that bank. Mm-hmm. So it's really interesting. And then the other thing, too, was in New York, when my wife and I were apartment hunting, as was the case with my other Chinese friends, they were not readily available to us.
In what ways were you told that?
This was been taken. Oh, I forgot to take the sign out. You know, that sort of, you know, the usual thing, you know. So we all went through that. And then, however, I have found this. Whereas my friends would say there were certain places where Chinese were not welcome, I don't know what it is, but I did not find it so, because I believe the individual, his bearing, and the way he conducts himself has a lot more to do with it than really the look on your face. In New York, I had no problem. However, in looking back, I would have to say that it is the great middle-class Americans who have these hang-ups. If you go into a place where they're not the middle class, they don't care, mm-hmm. it's fine. And if you go up to the elite level, the Americans delude themselves into thinking, aha, he must be somebody, you see. Mm-hmm. And then you're treated accordingly. And mm-hmm. so, with that kind of experience, why, you know, I have never had too much trouble in that regard, although I know that the feeling of bias, prejudice exists, of course, and I felt it too.
Did you ever protest at all in any way, or did you know of anybody?
No, because you see, I've said this to Stan, as a matter of fact. I have a feeling that this protest is merely a vent to one's frustrations. But rationally, I look at it this way. The United States is the Anglo-Saxon world. We in China do not welcome them any more than they welcome us here. So I try to face that fact. In short, I think we're here by sufferance. Mm-hmm. Look what they did to the Japanese during the war. What do you think would happen to us if if so-called Beijing, now in Washington, were at sword's point and war is declared. You see?
Mm-hmm.
I don't delude myself. At one time when things were touchy between this country and mainland, I had all arranged with my American friends with power attorney to take over my property. That's how much faith I have in this place. You see, so I don't, why protest?
Mm-hmm.
You see, where does it, what does it get you?
Mm-hmm.
You see,
right.
You know the old saying, go along to get along?
Mm-hmm.
So you do your best, and I don't know that protest does anything for you.
Mm-hmm.
What has Watts gained from protesting?
Right.
You see?
Yeah.
You see? It may be a defeatist attitude, but I think I'm a realist in that regard, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Chinese have in the States have managed to do well, I suppose.
Because they're industrious, they're ambitious, and they have an entirely different philosophy. And by their tremendous effort and a sincere desire to succeed, they're highly prized in the profession, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you feel that the Chinese in Los Angeles have done just as well as the general population in LA?
Now when you say Chinese, what Chinese are you talking about?
Because
to me, I put the Chinese into three categories.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the old timers, okay,
mm-hmm.
and then like us,
mm-hmm.
and then the other generation, you know, following us, and then the newcomers,
mm-hmm.
you see?
Your generation is
one. Oh yes, I think so. But not as done well generally, of course, but then how do we compare? With whom are you comparing, you see?
Mm. How about with other minorities? Of course, then we could say, what minority?
Well, all right. Well, I think we've done as well as the Japanese. And we certainly have done much better than the blacks and the Hispanics, you see. Although, if I were pressed for a concrete example, I would be hard put to, you know, give you specifics. But I have a feeling the Chinese have done well. So have the Japanese, you see. And certainly the older generation has. Economically, you see. So when you say done well, what do you mean? Economically, socially, or what? Socially, I don't know they've done any better than they have in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they congregate among themselves,
mm-hmm.
you see, and they're not in the mainstream of American life. I don't know what you say.
You're talking about people in your generation.
Right. No, or even the younger. They're not in the mainstream, you know. Because, sure, they go to school, Joe's their buddy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But after you get out of school, what will Joe do for the Chinese boy, if anything? You see?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so, on the surface, it would appear that we've made it, as some of them say, you see? But we will never make it because we're not one of them, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to be one of them. It doesn't matter. You have to be content with your own lot, you see? And so when you compete with them, you know you have to be head and shoulders above them to get as far as they would,
mm-hmm.
you see.
Mm-hmm.
So, where's the equity, mm-hmm. you see? So, the fact that I think the fact that they will let you compete leads us to think they're no longer prejudiced or biased, which is not true. Which is not true. It will never be so, purely because we're not the same,
mm-hmm.
you see?
I'm sure a lot of the younger generation feels that it's true, since they were born and raised here, and you know, speak English. And
of course, yes, true. Well, they have not gone through the early traumatic experiences our generation experienced. And so naturally, we who led the way have made it easier. You see, like for instance, I was the first administrator in the county superintendent's office, was Chinese. Mm-hmm. And likewise, I'm probably the only
end of tape. End tape.